You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, When the Walls Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 60. That's right, you heard it. Episode 60 of Low Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
I was up late again last night.
Okay.
Not being able to sleep.
Uh-huh.
So I turned into Coast to Coast.
As you do.
As I do. And they were doing some Bigfoot talk.
Ooh, a little
which
Sasquatch.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah.
So I guess there's a group of people out there who are going to try to kill Bigfoot.
Oh, that's controversial in the Sasquatch community.
Yes. So, majority of the people do not want to kill Sasquatch.
Where do you fall?
Kill him.
Yeah.
For science.
Just kill him for science.
I mean, for the sake of, like, we need to bring in a body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So science can dissect it, pull it apart, right. Do DNA testing, whatever they have to do.
Right.
And say, okay, this creature is real. I mean, it's dead, but, I mean, there's other real ones out there.
Would it be a crime?
Well, here's the thing, is if Bigfoot DNA tested, because right now chimpanzee DNA is like 99% human.
Right.
Like it crosses over.
Depending on the human that you're looking at.
Depending upon the human.
Some of us are closer.
But if Sasquatch DNA was like 99.9999% human or something like that, it could be homicide.
Right.
You killed another human.
So but that person is like willing to take that risk for science.
For science.
Okay.
I think you have to.
You're on the kill Bigfoot.
Yes. So there's a group called like the Gulf Coast Bigfoot Research Organization, something like that.
And they're out to find him and kill him.
Yeah. Because their bid is that there's certain Bigfoot out there who are super aggressive and they kill farm animals and they cause havoc and stuff like that.
Right.
And so we want to try to kill one of those male Bigfoot who's wreaking havoc in communities.
Right.
Not like a female or a child, not part of the breeding population.
Yeah.
But one of the aggressive males.
Okay.
That's what they're going after.
Okay.
I'm all on board with this.
Yeah.
I listened 2 hours of this last night.
Yeah.
From like 1 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the morning.
They're animals. And I slaughtered them like animals. You know what that's from?
Yeah, it's Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah. I just actually just watched
episode
that.
Episode 2?
Two, when he goes and gets his mom.
Yeah.
They're animals. And I slaughtered them like animals. He's so bad. All right. So you're feeling tired. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah.
But that's not going to stop you from putting out a solid 30-plus minutes of semi-entertainment.
I will give B-plus effort.
As you always do. All right. So as far as the show goes, here's what we do. The second episode of the week that comes out is usually a sports recap / review of what's going on or what's going to happen.
Right.
And then the episode that comes out earlier in the week is more kind of eclectic, if I can say it that way.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, good. So it's, you know, it might be sportsy. It might not be sportsy. You know
what I mean? I
understand
that, yeah.
We could talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Whatever.
So we've done Mount Rushmore. We've got drafts.
Yeah.
We're going to do a Q&A at some point.
Q&A.
Right.
Q&A.
Uh-huh.
Time for the show of Q&A.
This is
Q&A. Okay.
Okay, no, that's fine. Well, because we do need a jingle for it at some point, and that will obviously
If you can kind of pluck on the guitar, I'll be more than happy to sing that.
Okay, all right. I'll have to find it, you know what I mean? I haven't really looked for
your guitar?
No, I know where my guitar is. I have to find that melody
out. The chords for that.
But it's not too difficult, because it is the Spider-Man theme song, so I could probably find it pretty easily. All right, so there you go. So that's what this episode is about. You know, sometimes it'll be, like I said, completely sports related. Last week, if you listened to last week's episode, it was the Mount Rushmore of Super Bowl snacks.
Yes,
which
Super Bowl food.
Super Bowl food,
or snacks. I mean, you could eat it as a meal.
Yes,
it wouldn't have to be
exactly
a snack.
But okay,
I mean,
sure.
Pizza and subs are on there. I don't know if that's a snack.
You're probably splitting hairs at this point. So anyway, so that's what we do there. We also, every week, this is when we do our Netflix suggestion of the week.
Yes.
We enjoy the television.
Yeah.
We like, there are TV shows that we like to watch.
Yes.
And oftentimes it's on Netflix, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
So
we do a lot of Amazon Prime in our house.
Uh-huh.
Right. You guys do Hulu.
Yeah, we do. Well, we actually just dropped Hulu for a while.
Okay.
We'll pick it up maybe at some other point. But yeah, we've got Amazon Prime and we've got Netflix.
Yeah.
So let's play the jingle. So
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
And so there it is. It's the second week of our jingle.
I like it. A little Adam Sandler-ish.
A little Adam Sandler-ish. We've covered this as well. But
little Pearl Jammy.
A little Pearl Jammy. Yeah, definitely. So what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
I watched this last night also.
Okay.
I watched this before I listened to the Bigfoot thing. Jane Got a Gun.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen it on there.
It's Natalie Portman.
Uh-huh.
It's a Western.
Uh-huh.
It's okay.
I was waiting for, like, something better than that.
No, it's not better than that. It's okay.
Last week, you watched my suggestion, which was Finding Dory. Is that correct?
Well, we watched it, as soon as we got off the episode, I went and watched it.
Right.
That night with the kids.
Uh-huh.
It was good. I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I think you build it up too much.
I don't think
you're like, I cried. I'm like, I'm waiting for this crying moment. And there's a point at the end where it's like, I was like, kind of like on the fence, like maybe, but it just didn't. I think had you not said that, I think I probably would have cried.
I see.
I wish you wouldn't have said
Pixar
it.
Almost always makes me cry.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with this. Yeah. Not Ratatouille. Ratatouille didn't make me cry.
I don't really remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3, I bawled my eyes out.
Bawled your eyes out.
I mean, every time I watch it. So...
All right, so your Netflix suggestion is Jane Got a Gun, that you're willing to say is this is okay.
Here's the: I love westerns.
I love westerns.
I wish there were more modern day westerns made.
I don't know why there's not. Every time one comes out, I'm like, that was good. I like that.
Yeah.
When they did True Grit, they did 3:10 to Yuma. They did
No Country for Old Men, which wasn't western,
but really a western.
It was like in the 70s, but it was kind of West Texas.
Okay, there was one with Viggo Mortensen that was pretty good.
Now, have you seen the new Magnificent 12 or Magnificent 7?
Seven. Yeah. I haven't.
I haven't either. I want to.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
We should rent it and take it to Dad's house.
You think Dad would like it?
No, because he likes the original.
Yeah.
We talked about that last episode.
Right.
Is the remake better? I think it has potential to be better.
Yeah.
That original is like Steve McQueen and like it's got some classic guys in it too.
I've got a remake that's better than the original.
What?
Have you ever seen the original Lord of the Rings BBC cartoon?
No.
It's not good.
No. Is that considered a remake?
No, because it's a book. You know what I mean?
So and it goes from a cartoon.
Yeah,
it wasn't a real movie.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, though. No, Jane Got a Gun. It's okay. I give it a B-.
Worth watching.
It's slightly above average.
Okay.
So if you're bored
uh-huh.
and you like Westerns...
She's good. She's usually good in things that
Every time I see her, though, I think Queen Amidala.
Yeah.
Ah, it's Queen Amidala herself. That's where we're getting results.
Yes.
No, I just have a hard time not seeing her with, you know, Anakin Skywalker. I mean, she's Han Solo's mother-in-law.
She's Han Solo's mom.
Or she's...
Wait a minute.
No, no, no.
No, Han Solo's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Okay, jeez.
Sorry.
Yeah, it took me a minute. Luke and Leia's mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Han and Leia,
uh-huh.
or Han and, yeah, Han and...
Wow.
Han and Leia get married.
Do we know they got married?
Yeah, I don't know. They had kids.
Okay.
They probably got married, so that'd be his mother-in-law.
Okay. Sure. Wow. All right, so my Netflix suggestion of the week is a documentary called Hitler in the Andes.
Actually, on Netflix?
On Netflix.
Okay.
You can find it. It's called Hitler in the Andes. It's all about how I almost started. I almost went into a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when I said all about how my life got flipped. So, it's all about how supposedly Hitler was not killed.
Right. He escaped.
And he escaped, went to Argentina, and lived his life out in the Andes.
There's a TV series like that called Finding Hitler.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. They're looking for him in the Andes. Not, he's dead now, but like the evidence.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Hitler in the Andes, it was like, I turned it on like, ah, this is silly.
Is it a miniseries?
It's just a one-time documentary.
Yeah.
I watched it, turned it on, thinking to myself, okay, this is, you know. Halfway through, I'm like, dang, Hitler.
Do you think he made it?
There is very little evidence. Like, the Russians are the ones that, quote-unquote, found his body, weren't sure that it was his body, and they just... And they disposed of his body, like,
so the Americans never saw it.
No,
huh?
Yeah. So there's very little evidence as far as his body's concerned,
right?
You know, and they do know a lot of what they know is a lot of Nazis went to Argentina. That's not up for debate. A lot of them did.
Right.
There's like a whole Nazi community out there after World War II. You know, there were U-boats that went all the way from Germany to Argentina.
And they're loaded with officers and
stuff like that. So Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler, apparently, that's the theory, you know. And they said there were, you know, because the, like, mania about Hitler and not having him dead, the CIA, the FBI, everybody was, like, investigating it. I think they said the FBI had, like, 1,200 reported sightings of Hitler in America. You know, everybody's like, I think Hitler's my neighbor. Yeah. You know, I mean, the truth is, maybe he lets his hair grow out or cuts it something different.
Yeah.
Obviously, you shave the mustache, you put on some glasses, you know. I mean, without the mustache, it's kind of hard to spot Hitler, you know. Like, I mean, you could, but that's like the defining thing that jumps out. So maybe you grow a beard, you know, you grow a big beard. I don't know, you know. So either way.
Well, this is before like surveillance cameras and technology.
Oh, yeah. This is a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, you could totally isolate yourself.
Especially, you could isolate yourself in the Andes today.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so remote. So anyway, if you like that sort of thing, I
love that.
I'd tell you to watch it. It's called Hitler in the Andes.
Okay.
So that's my
I've actually scrolled by it. It's in my – I've added it to my list.
Really?
But I haven't watched it yet.
Yep. Hitler in the Andes. There it is. It's pretty good. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, so there you go. That's our...
Jane Got a Gun.
Jane Got a Gun and Hitler in the Andes. Both on Netflix this week.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. So what we're doing this week is we're starting a new segment.
And this is something I'm telling you right now. I thought of this myself.
Okay.
This is not stolen from anybody. If anybody else does this segment, it is 100% stolen from us. So if you see anybody on ESPN do this, you see anybody on Fox Sports, any podcast, any sports, this originated with Lower Road Radio.
This is the sole creative property of Lower Road Radio.
If I could trademark it, and I probably could somehow, I would.
Okay.
But it probably costs money.
Okay.
And time and effort, I'm not willing to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just know this.
Just know this. When, you know, Mike and Mike start doing this.
We absolutely started this trend.
Okay. Time capsule.
Time capsule.
We are going to create an audio time capsule.
Digital time capsule.
That in
10,000 years.
Then 10,000 years. You want to know, I wonder what happened in year X.
Right.
We're going to tell you.
Right.
These are all the things that you need to know about this year that happened.
It'd be like if we could go back to like 4,902 BC.
Right.
It's like, you know, because you always hear about like the Mayans playing this weird like game of soccer / basketball, kicking people's skulls into baskets. And, you know, it's like a weird dodgeball game with severed heads. It's like, I would like someone to talk about that because I don't know what that is.
So that's why we're here.
So 10,000 years from now when they're, you know.
So I assume these are robots that are listening to us?
AI at least.
Okay. So in the past.
Or maybe aliens. Maybe aliens took over our planet.
Mm-hmm.
They know nothing about human culture, only what they find.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that evidence.
Okay. So there you go. So here's what you need to know about, and we just decided just to randomly pick a year.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go through all of the years that we're familiar with.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with 1992. Why did we select 1992? Because it was the first year that one of us said.
Yeah.
And then we just said, let's go from 1992.
How about 1992?
So 1992. What do people need to know about 1992?
Okay, so the number one thing that like just jumps out to me is the Dream Team.
That's it. That's the number one thing.
Of all of everything that happened, both politically, like economically, socially, you know, any event that happened in 1992 is not bigger than the Dream Team.
Okay.
Sports or non-sports. It's the Dream Team.
The 31st Prime Minister of New Zealand died in 1992.
I don't care.
That does not compare.
No.
Okay.
I mean, the Dream Team was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Why was it a big deal?
Well, the United States had started losing in basketball because they were the best in basketball for years,
mm-hmm.
even with the college players. And all of a sudden, the other countries started catching up.
And everybody knew that we were the best in basketball.
Yeah, there was no question.
Nobody was saying, oh, maybe Yugoslavia is better than America in basketball.
Nobody thought that.
And we lose because we're sending our college players.
Right.
You know, so in 88, I think David Robinson was on that team.
Yeah.
You know, it was whoever the college guys were,
yeah.
you know. And they went over there and they did their best, but they were playing against grown men
yeah.
who are playing professionally in Europe, and they lost.
Right.
No shame in that.
No shame.
Michael Jordan looks at it and says, you know what, guys? I don't want to live like this any longer. We're going to do this. So yeah. So basically, Michael Jordan decides we're going to have a dream team. That's yeah. the way I understand it.
Yeah.
And this was kind of a golden time for basketball.
Yes.
Because it was in the middle of the changing of the guard, where you had these great 80s players like
right.
Bird and Magic and Isaiah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, then you had this kind of new guard of Malone and Stockton and Jordan and
Barkley
and yeah. all of these guys. And everybody was still really good.
Yeah.
You know, David Robinson was there.
It was a crossover.
Patrick
it was the
Ewing.
Best of the late 80s. Right. In the best of the early 90s.
It was a great, great time. And they said, let's put the best of the best together, and then we'll add Christian Laettner. And so...
So one of the biggest beefs about that whole thing, well, there's a couple of them. First of all, if they're going to add a college player, it probably should have been Shaq.
Definitely.
Instead of Laettner.
Or Jimmy Jackson.
Whatever. But then the other big deal was they left Isaiah Thomas off the team. That's a big deal.
Yes, because Jordan did not like Isaiah.
And I totally understand.
And,
I get it.
And Jordan basically said, this is my team. You can have Isaiah or you can have me.
Right.
And they said, we'll take you, Michael.
Yeah.
And so
and they should have.
But Isaiah Thomas belongs on that team.
Absolutely he does.
No doubt.
No doubt. Throw off Laettner, put on Isaiah Thomas.
But Isaiah Thomas was a little bit of a jerk.
They all are jerks.
Yeah.
If you were a player during that decade, you were a jerk.
Okay.
Name me a guy in that team that's not a jerk. Maybe other than Stockton.
David Robinson.
Probably not a jerk. those guys are kind of jerky.
Okay. Well, either way, Jordan and Isaiah didn't like each other, so
right.
Jordan blocks Isaiah from being on the team.
Right.
Even though Isaiah's coach was
the
coach of
Daly.
The team. Yeah, Chuck Daly.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting. There's lots of stuff that have been written about that. They say that the best game ever was a practice game.
Yeah,
You know, that like nobody ever basically saw, but it was
yeah.
like the most intense game ever played, basketball game ever played. So.
No, that Magic and Larry and Jordan and David Robinson and Barkley and Karl Malone and John Stockton. I mean, that team was loaded.
Yeah.
Is there any team that has ever been assembled that's better?
No. I mean, the only teams that could compete with them were other U.S. men's teams that were put together, you
yeah.
know? I mean, if you played in a seven-game series, then some of the best teams that were put together probably could have maybe won one or two of those games,
yeah.
you know? But I don't...
If you put a dream team together, and not... Like, even now, the Olympics, they don't take the best.
Yeah.
It's like a handful of guys that don't mind.
If you put it... I'd love... Because basketball's in a really good place right now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's impossible.
A modern dream team.
I'd love to see LeBron and Curry and Durant and
yeah.
Westbrook and
Harden yeah.
and, you know, all of these guys. I'd love to see them play them because it would be a different game.
Oh, yeah.
That they'd be playing today. It'd be
faster. The current players might be able to win.
Yeah, they might be able to.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
It's hard to imagine Jordan, Magic, and Bird on the same team and losing,
yeah.
you know, because just those guys were
yeah.
psychotic.
Yeah.
But you'd want to watch it.
Oh.
It'd be worth watching.
Yeah.
It's not. Cow. Yeah, it's not like ridiculous to think that this team, the team today that you would put together.
I think they're probably better athletes today.
Well, yeah, they're definitely better athletes.
You know.
Yeah.
And so it's just, at that point, it's a mental game, I would say. And I would think those guys from the 80s are stronger mentally.
Well, we've already had this discussion. That's all right. So,
Dream Team Barcelona, that's at the top of the list. You have to understand.
Barcelona was a great Olympics. Carl Lewis, that was got I think at least a couple of golds. His best Olympics were in the 80s,
right?
But he was still doing his thing back then. You know,
well, I think that was like, what was that, 4x1? They set the record on that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
that was a great team. Was it Conley? He did the triple jump that year. Mike Conley's dad. Right?
Yeah, Mike Conley Sr. probably would have done the triple jump. Yeah. I don't know that in a 10,000 years that they want to know that Mike Conley Jr.'s dad won the triple jump. You know what I mean?
No, Barcelona, it was a big deal. So it was an Olympic year. And that was the last year that the Olympics doubled up for winter and summer.
Yeah, because the Winter Olympics were in like Albertville or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at that point, and then was it 2 years later they did another summer or another winter? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and then it offset every 2 years.
Right.
Personally, I like it better when it was all 1 year.
I kind of do too.
Because it was like, this is an Olympic year. And then you wait 4 years and you have nothing.
Right.
And you come back and say, this is an Olympic year. Like every 2 years now, it's like, yeah, we have another Olympics. Yeah. It doesn't feel special anymore.
Right. The next ones that are coming up would be the...
they just had them this year.
Yeah.
So it'd be 2020? 2016 was the summer. So the next Summer Olympics is in 2020.
Right.
In Japan?
I think it's Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, but we're not talking about 2016 or 2020. We're talking about 1992.
Someone in 2020 could be listening to this.
1992 was a leap year.
Leap year.
I don't know if that's interesting. Probably not. It happens once every 4 years. Not worth mentioning. 1992 was the year that Bill Clinton won the presidency.
Yeah, well, that was the George Bush, read my lips.
Right.
No
and
new taxes.
Ross Perot.
Well, in 88, he said that.
Right.
And he raised taxes. And then that was all brought up. Yeah. And then Ross Perot comes in, completely screwed the Republicans over.
Yeah. Can I get a minute? Larry, can I get a minute? Can I get a minute? That was Dana Carvey owned that year.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was doing the Ross Perot and the George Bush impression. So. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a good year for Dana Carvey. So Bill Clinton began his presidency. Anything else?
The last Johnny Carson episode.
The very last Johnny Carson episode. That's kind of a big deal. The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
I mean, that was an iconic show for a long time.
Not only was it a big deal that it was Johnny Carson's last show, but just like the whole taking over of it was a huge controversy because it should have been David Letterman.
Yeah.
But then they kind of like brought in Jay Leno and kind of undercut David Letterman. You're a Letterman guy? I feel like people are either a Letterman guy or a Leno guy.
Of the two, I'll choose Letterman all day long.
Yeah, me too.
But
he's funnier.
There's guys better than Letterman. I mean, I'm not...
Like?
Well, I think these current guys are so much better.
Really?
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, I think, are so much better.
Eh.
I do. I think
that. I mean, I like Jimmy Fallon. And Jimmy Kimmel does some good stuff. But I think Letterman.
I like Conan too.
So I'll talk about Conan. I'm a Conan guy.
Yeah.
Conan might be my favorite.
Conan
personally.
And Andy Richter together are hilarious.
But I think they all want to be Letterman. I think all these guys look at Letterman and they look up to him. Letterman's like the Jordan, and these guys are like the Kobes, as far as I'm concerned. I think Letterman was you know, well, Johnny Carson. Either way, his very last show was that year. The Cartoon Network premiered. Kyrie Irving was born. John Boyega, star of the new Star Wars movie, was born. Anything else?
In 1992?
Yeah, so in 1992.
Yeah, well, I'm just verifying it. So that's the year that the Blue Jays, Joe Carter won.
Yes, walk-off home run.
Yeah,
it was the only walk-off home run ever in World Series baseball. There have been to end the whole World Series. There have been walk-offs to end a game.
Right.
But that's the only one that ended the whole World Series, I think.
I remember liking the Blue Jays, like passively.
They played the Braves
that year. Yeah, I hated the Braves.
Yeah.
Because the Braves, back in the early 90s, Cincinnati Reds were good.
Yeah.
And so there was always a little competition between the Reds and the Braves.
Yeah.
And I rooted for the Reds. I hated the Braves.
Sure.
So I like the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Those are fun teams to watch.
The Bulls won the finals, the NBA finals. They beat the Trailblazers.
Number two of the original three.
Yeah, I think the original three were the Lakers, the Blazers, and then the Suns are who they beat. And that Blazers team was great.
Yeah.
You know, feel bad for them. You know, all those teams came up at the wrong time. So the Bulls won. The Redskins won the Super Bowl.
Mark Rippon, Ernest Biner,
Bills.
Art Monk.
Yeah, that was a good Green. Dennis Green. No, not Dennis Green.
Daryl.
Daryl Green.
Yeah. Joe Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a good team.
Yeah, it was a great team.
It Bills, was that
Mark Schlereth was on that team.
Which Bills loss was that? Two?
Oof.
91, 92, 93, 94.
Yeah, I think so.
I think were
that
their losses.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that was right. I mean, those. Here's the thing. We see it today where the loser of the Super Bowl tanks the following year. Buffalo lost 4 years in a row and kept on coming back.
Yeah.
Like, that shows.
It's one of the greatest sporting achievements of all time, I think.
To make it to four consecutive Super Bowls.
And to lose all of them. But still,
I know,
it's almost harder to lose all of them,
I think so, yeah.
And keep on coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
If I was, I'm going to depart from 1992 a little bit. If I was the Atlanta Falcons who just lost the Super Bowl, I would bring in Marv Levy to talk to my team.
Hey, guys.
I'd be like,
listen.
You can make it back.
It's not the end of the world. Now, if you lose four in a row, just give up.
Yeah. Talk to me when you've lost four in a row.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's pretty funny.
All right. So that's kind of what happened in the sports world. Obviously, we're sports, more sports-themed.
Mike Tyson went to prison.
Okay. Riddick Bowe became
Mike Tyson, I mean, coming off 88, 89, 90, 91, Mike Tyson was the bomb.
Yeah, he was. And then when he went to prison, that was the end of it.
That was the end of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically what I'm saying is that's the end of his career.
Uh-huh.
1992. Yeah. He came back. He did some...
Yeah.
Some stuff, but it was all publicity at that point.
Yeah, it was nothing like it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad story, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
all right. Movies that were released in 1992. In doing a little bit of research, which we actually did for this one, I feel like good year for movies, bad year for music, 1992.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a weird... It was a weird time.
So a lot of movies came out, but here are some ones that I thought were interesting.
Yeah.
A Few Good Men.
It was a great movie. The government will stipulate.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the lines. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. That's a great movie. I love that movie.
Right.
Jack and Tom.
That's a really great movie.
That's a really great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Demi Moore.
Yeah, if this is, you know, the year, whatever, 10,000 Laters.
Yeah.
Laters. Nope.
You're not going to know that.
Yeah, you're not going to know that. Go back. Go to the, you know, equivalent of a Redbox, whatever that is today.
I'm sure it'd be streaming or
they
something.
They could probably
at that
just
point.
Tap a button in their head. They could probably just say, I want to watch A Few Good Men.
1992. Starring Tom Cruise.
It's probably been remade like 70 times by now.
Watch the original.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
All right. So A Few Good Men, Aladdin came out in 1992.
I can show you the world.
A whole new world. All right.
A new fantastic point of view.
Here's why Aladdin is noteworthy. It was good.
Because Disney slides in sexual innuendos.
That's been happening for a long time.
But 10,000 years from now, you might not know that.
Yeah, maybe you don't know that. Yeah, that Disney does do that. Yeah, they're sneaky that way. This was the first time that a big-time movie star got a role like as a voice in an animated movie. Robin Williams.
That's the first one?
Yeah, because up until then, because it's a huge pay cut for him, but up until then, you know, it was they were voice actors, and then there were actors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and this is the first time they said, "Well, what if we brought in one of these other guys?" You know, and Robin Williams comes in and kills it as the genie in Aladdin. And now today, every single actor, you know, has his or her role, you know, in an animated film.
Right.
So, so that was noteworthy for that reason too. Love Robin Williams. Next movie that came out that I think is noteworthy, you know, Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
So yesterday, driving home from school, I turn on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that's a great movie. I mean, great song.
Yeah. Which is not 1992, but it's from that movie.
In that movie.
There's an epic scene in that movie where they're in the car driving. And, like, I have Gideon and Harrison in the car with me, and I'm singing it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a weird song.
Galileo, Galileo, Figaro, oh! Yeah, it's pretty great.
But even the beginning song, you know?
Yeah.
Held a gun up to his head, pulled the trigger, and now he's dead.
I'm telling you, I listened to, like, four Queen songs the other day. And
Queen is amazing.
And I remember turning it off, and I was like, this might be the best band ever. Like, what they do musically and then vocally and all this kind of stuff. I know this guy. He was like a blues guitar player in Philadelphia. He used to open up for George Thorogood. He's the best guitar player I've ever met. I play the guitar a little bit, nothing like this. And he's ridiculously good. And he told me, like, in the, I don't know, like the early 70s or whatever, he shows up to this concert in Philadelphia with this brand new band called Queen. He said nobody knew who they were. Yeah. It was a small little concert. You know what I mean? Just like a small venue. And he said he listened to Queen play, and he's like, it's not my style, because he's a blues guy.
Yeah.
He's like, but when I walked away, I was like, these guys are going to be huge. You know, like, I thought, how cool would it be to go back in time and see Queen, like, in a little show, you know? So, so Wayne's World, great movie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a great...
I don't know.
10,000 years from now, are you talking about Wayne's World?
No, but I love Mike Myers, and I love Dana Carvey.
It was a pretty good movie.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know the last time I saw it.
Is that the first, like, SNL...
Movie?
Like, from a skit?
That's a good question.
It could be.
It's the first one that I remember. Coneheads.
Oh, yeah. Coneheads would be number one.
Yeah.
The first one.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, that was the beginning of a new era of...
Yeah, for sure.
SNL spinning off movies.
Yeah. It was certainly one of the more successful ones. There's no doubt about that. And then Wayne's World 2 came out. I was like, oh, boy. All right.
If you're going to spew in this.
All right. Also, Daniel Day-Lewis, Last of the Mohicans. That's a great movie.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a pretty good movie.
It's okay.
Really good soundtrack, too.
Yeah.
All right. White Men Can't Jump.
Excellent.
Jeez.
Wesley Snipes.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Woody
actor.
Harrelson.
Yeah.
It gave every white boy, like, a little bit of hope. Like, yeah, man, I can shoot. I might not be able to jump, but I can shoot. I can play.
They're going
to
remake that movie.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
No?
Well, I hope it's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just call it something else. Just do a different movie.
Yeah. Last movie that I'll mention. There are actually a lot of other movies that I could have mentioned.
Yeah.
It was a good year for movies.
The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard came out, which we're going to talk about that because of that song.
Yeah.
Might be the best song that came out that year.
Yeah.
Although it was a remake of a Dolly Parton song. But A League of Their Own. There's no crying in baseball. That's a great movie. That's a really great movie.
It really is.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks at his finest.
Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks, yeah, absolutely at his finest. Kind of like in the transition between comedy and drama, because he stopped doing in the 80s. He was like primarily comedy only.
Yeah.
Just the other day, I watched The Burbs.
I love The Burbs.
The Burbs is good.
Holy cow.
Yeah, The Burbs is good.
That's a great movie.
It's on Amazon Prime.
It's on Hulu. It's on Netflix.
Oh, too. It's on Netflix too? Okay.
Have you watched it with your kids?
Levi watched it. The girls, no. Yeah, it was real. There are parts of it that are really scary.
Well, yeah.
Like when he has that dream.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Satan is good.
Satan is good. Satan is my pal.
Yeah. That is a great movie.
Yeah.
That's like, man, top 10 of my movies. I love that movie.
Yeah, The Burbs. So Tom Hanks used to just really do comedies only, and then he kind of transitioned into dramas. So A League of Their Own is kind of a transition where it's funny, but it's got that dramatic element.
He's like hungover, and he like walks over in the corner and just pees, you know? And all the girls are freaking out. It was a great movie.
Very good movie. Very good movie.
Madonna's in it.
Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell,
Gina Davis,
Taya Leone is in it.
Most
people don't realize that.
Yeah.
John Lovitz is in it. It's a really great movie.
It really is. It
directed by, do you know?
No.
Penny Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Laverne and Shirley.
I knew that.
So, yeah. And it's got historical value because that kind of stuff really happened. Yeah. I mean, that exact story isn't real.
General layout of the story.
So, last but not least, music of 1992. I feel like it was I thought, this will be fun. See what great songs came out in 1992. Not a lot.
No.
So you said The Bodyguard came out, that movie, yeah. And then Whitney Houston.
And
I will always love you. So that came out. That was kind of an epic, you know, movie slash song. I mean, I don't know. The movie really stunk. Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
It's horrible. No. I watched it with my wife. Like, we had just been married for a little bit.
Yeah.
She said something about it, and I said something
had
about
it. Had she seen it?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you got to watch
she's
this.
She's like, it's a really good movie. Yeah. I'm like, okay, let's watch it. You know, it was awful. It was so bad. Not good at all. Tears in Heaven is a good good song, Eric Clapton. But apparently not so good, because was it... Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Is that song?
The hard part is we were just watching some like Jack Black videos.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm having a hard time getting his music out of my head right now.
It is hard to get Jack Black. He'll get in there. Baby Got Back. I don't know. You know, came out in that year. A lot of people were familiar with that. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
I think like real country people hate that song.
I think everybody hates that song.
It was a big song at the time.
Have you ever met one person in your life like, I love Achy Breaky Heart? I've never met that person.
No, it's probably one of those songs that it's like people really get into when they're really, really drunk.
It's probably got a dance that's associated with it. You know what I mean? A slide, I mean,
that was
step.
Not our genre of music?
No, not at
no
all.
No reason to listen to it.
I like old country. Give me your Johnny Cash. Yeah, give me your Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
You know, go back further than that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But, Achy Breaky Heart is about the peak of awful country music.
Right.
But it was very famous.
Yeah. Now, this next one is like a classic stadium rock.
Bump, 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 dun, dun, dun. I hit that wrong.
Jump! Yeah. Go ahead now and jump.
Van Halen, Jump.
Yeah.
Came out in 1992.
That's a pretty great song.
That's all right. It gets you to a certain mental place.
Well, it's like one of those ones you want to listen to before the game. You're all psyched up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. I gotta tell you.
It's more of a classic, iconic thing in my mind.
The only song on this list that I could see myself actually like in my car thinking I want to hear this song would be Tears in Heaven. It's the only one.
I don't know if I listened to any of them.
Yeah.
So in the process of looking up some songs for this, I turned it off on my computer now. At the end of November or October of 1991.
Almost 92
was MC Hammer Too Legit to Quit.
But we can't count it.
We can't count it, but it was this mostly
not
played.
We're going to do the 1991 time capsule another day. Okay, we're not going to do that. Yeah.
But we listen to that in the car all the time. And Gideon is hilarious. You got to watch him.
Does he know the hand signals?
Well, I've tried to do it with him. He doesn't. He just sings it, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
It is, oh my gosh. You have to watch him.
Do okay.
It.
All right.
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
Hey. All right. There you go.
Too legit.
Well, I don't think we can end with Too Legit to Quit.
It's 1991.
Because it's 1991. But we'll see if we can find the
jump.
8-bit for Jump.
Yeah. Go ahead and jump. Jump.
All right, there you go, 1992. I don't know, was it a good year?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad year.
It wasn't a bad year.
No.
It was perfectly fine.
I don't think there was any major war or conflict going on. Bosnia, maybe.
Yeah. Nothing jumped out to me. It just was kind of a year that existed, 1992.
I don't know if it was a great year for baseball cards.
Yeah, I don't remember what the Topps 1992.
That was like at the very
like.
End of our baseball collection.
Yeah.
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 We were 88, 89, 90 heavy.
Yeah. 87.
Well, 86 is when we started.
Yes.
And we went up to about 91.
Yeah, 91.
And then we stopped.
And then we about stopped. We said, we're kids, you know, and that's what we're not like little kids anymore.
Yeah.
So unlike some
I kind of wish I would have kept collecting.
Do you?
Yeah, because it just it'd be fun to have it.
We have a very bad habit of just kind of ending on a downer. You know, it's like,
why do we do that?
I don't know. We should end it sooner.
Jump! Go ahead now and jump.
All right.
Jump!
That's it. This is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.